This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The death toll resulting from COVID-19 is more than 731,000 globally and approximately 163,000 in the United States. Brazil comes in second at more than 101,000 deaths. Infections continue to rise, with the U.S. accounting for more than a quarter of the world's nearly 20 million cases. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. With confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. reaching the 5 million milestone Sunday, the failure of the most powerful nation in the world to contain the scourge has been met with astonishment and alarm in Europe. Much of the disbelief stems from the fact America had the benefit of time, European experience, and medical know-how to treat the virus. That is something the old continent did not have when the first COVID-19 patient started overwhelming its intensive care units. Yet the U.S. faces a sustained outbreak more than 4 months into the crisis. Australia has reported fewer new daily cases from its virus hotspot in the city of Melbourne than on any single day since last month, but it has also reported the nation's highest daily death toll since the virus outbreak began. The state of Victoria reported 322 new infections and 19 new deaths on Monday, with 14 of the deaths connected to outbreaks at aged care facilities. The figures did not include new infections and deaths from other Australian states, although Victoria has been accounting for the vast majority of both in recent weeks. Elsewhere in the Asia-Pacific region, China's number of local transmissions fell to just 14, while Hong Kong reported another 72 cases and 5 deaths. In the U.S. state of Georgia, a high school plans to start the week with all classes shifting online after 9 students and staff tested positive for the virus. This is VOA News.